They were put in prison because they were involved with the healing of a lame man. It says in Acts 4:23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. Amen. Let go from prison. And so they went to their own people. And in verse 31, it says, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together were shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. You want to get bold? Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then be led by him. Amen. We need him, Lord. We can't be witnesses for you here without this outpouring. And so we see that a second time now, God shook that place. And you know what happened? It changed the atmosphere there. Suddenly there was the spiritual climate was alive and active, and men were bold, and they were filled as they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And this is what happens when you mix fire and wind. Amen. Praise God. This is what happens when we mix fire and wind. Assembling themselves together. What's the Lord say to us? Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Hallelujah. Some people think and say, and they're truthful, that you don't have to go to church to get to heaven. But there's a good chance that you might not make it if you don't attend church. Why do I say that? Because of Proverbs 29 and 18 and other verses like that. They say you're people who... let me get the quotation of it correct in my head. And people perish for lack of vision. People perish for lack of revelation. And so what happens is there's a little decline. Amen. As we try to make it on our own, outside of the will of God, outside of the house of God. God says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And so we see that something happened here while they were gathered together in one place, in one accord. It was by the assembling of themselves together in one place, it brought heaven down to them. Hallelujah. And that's what we need. We need to obey the word of God. We need to follow him. And this is what we want. We want heaven to come down every Sunday morning, every Sunday evening. And the Lord's not interested in more programs. Not really. He's not interested in super duper personalities. Amen. Make people listen. Oh, he's so beautiful. He's so wonderful. Don't you love him? I love Jesus. I hope you love Jesus too. And if you think I'm beautiful, wow. That's all I can say. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Get some new glasses. But we see Jesus as beautiful, isn't he? He's awesome. Hallelujah. And so here... these people were assembled in one place and heaven came down. And the Lord's not interested in our props. He's not interested in big personalities. And what we need is more of the Holy Spirit. And in these last few weeks, we've been hearing things like make straight paths for the coming of the Lord. Make your path straight so the things in your life that are lame won't be dislocated, but rather healed. And the Lord's been speaking to us about the last days from verse 17. Amen. In the last days, this outpouring was going to happen because God was making a provision for us. I'll pour out my spirit hallelujah, on all flesh. Last week, we talked about water cannot rise above its source. Nobody was here last week, so it was the week before that. Water can't rise above its source. And the meaning of that I was trying to get across is that a person's ability and resources can't exceed or rise above their original starting point. I went on to tell people that I was a bottom feeder and I was living in my flesh and doing everything the world does. So essentially, I can't be better than where I came from. Your potential is limited to your starting condition. Hallelujah. Until the first day of the last days when God poured out his spirit. Hallelujah. He poured out wind and fire. Now I have a new starting point. Hallelujah. Anybody out there? Come on. He gives us a new starting point. I no longer have to draw on the ability of a bottom feeder. I can draw on the supernatural power of the living Son of God who dwells within us. And God who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what? We also talked about squatters' rights. In this natural world, you know, a squatter has the ability to take property that doesn't belong to him. But I wasn't really caring about, if you want to know about squatters, go ask Google. I want to talk about spiritual squatters. Spiritual squatters. Satan has no legal right over anyone on this planet. I don't care if you know Jesus or you don't. Satan's been disarmed. He's toothless. All his teeth have been pulled out. And he's going to gum you. Satan has no legal right on this planet and in your life. And so some people are going to say, well, why is our streets littered with POWs? Why is our streets littered with prisoners of war taken captive by addiction and drugs and alcohol and pornography? Why are so many been taken into captivity? And it's because of these spiritual squatters and their demonic powers of darkness. And here's how it works. You know, when the serpent came up to Eve with a nice shiny apple, go ahead and take a bite. You won't surely die. And she did. And so what I'm saying is she gave these spiritual squatters permission to rob, kill, and destroy her in her life. And so is our street people. They made a mistake. And you know, anyone here hasn't made a mistake, I want to shake your hand. Now, we've all made mistakes, and somehow we were lucky enough to escape that mistake. And but there's so many that have been taken captive because they made a wrong choice, and something that we've all done. If I could shout to the people in the streets, look, there's deliverance for you. There's healing for you. The road back might not be easy, but there's deliverance. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And if you're willing to bring Jesus into the equation of your life, he can rewrite your story. Glory. And that's what Jesus is doing. He's rewriting stories. And so, hallelujah. Yeah. All the squatters, spiritual squatters of darkness, have been given permission to rob, kill, and destroy people in their lives. Hallelujah. But you can call on the name of Jesus and turn that around. But Lord, once again, we need you to shake this place with wind and fire, Lord, and that'll make the world take notice, make us ready for whatever's ahead, make us ready. Send the wind and fire once again. It's time for heaven to invade earth once again, to lift us up to the next level, to whatever's going to happen next. And we know all creation is groaning, and we know that it's waiting for the manifestation or the full manifestation of the sons of God. And we want the Lord to equip us, Lord, so we can take our place here in these last days. That's what we want to do, take our place. Matthew 5:3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Did you know it's a blessed place to come to poverty of spirit? To know how shipwrecked we are. To know how void of the blessings of God we are. We're so poor in spirit. And hallelujah. And people who recognize their poverty of spirit are able to ask Jesus to enter in to their barren land, to their desert, hallelujah, and say, Lord, hallelujah, I invite you into my equation, and I pray you change my story, hallelujah. And so what we need today, the church needs it, the whole church needs it, and is a manifestation, a visitation from God greater than the visitations we've been getting. Something greater that's going to get the attention of the world, that they come running in here and say, what is going on? You know there's three types of people in the world, right? There's people in the center of what's going on, people are standing watching what's going on, and people that are wondering what's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to just ask you, as the worship team comes, that we will take a moment and to ask the Lord to send wind and fire into our lives. Send wind and fire into our churches, and the Lord would visit us again and prepare us for what's ahead in these last days. Father, I want to thank you, and I pray that you would send wind and fire on every heart that asks for it today. And Lord, they might have asked before and got discouraged because they asked and they didn't feel something. But Lord, help us to overcome the things that want to overcome us help us to overcome them by an endowment of power from on high. Give us boldness to shine for you, Jesus, in these last days. And Lord, nothing short of your visitation is going to change anything, nothing short of wind and fire. So I pray you'd fill us, and that this would become a cry in every heart, that you would come once again with wind and fire, Lord. Hallelujah. And endue your church with the power it needs to triumph over every enemy. And we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praises in Jesus' name. Amen.